You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to give us a household of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the word is a Maori word. It comes from the indigenous people of New Zealand. The word is, I'm going to have to look at it, Wanungtanga. So everybody, you have to suffer through this with me. Wanungtanga.
Wanungtanga.
You did great. Wanungtanga is this word that kind of is hard for us as Westerners and as English speakers to really completely sort of translate, but the word kind of at its root talks about being a family. It's sort of like family rules. It's the sense that being a part of a family, you have expectations of how you live out your life in that family. And that's something that is not specific to Maori culture. That's something that you are probably well aware of in your family of origin. And maybe you even saw this a little bit when you went over to somebody's house or you started dating somebody and you started to see what their Wanungtanga started to look like. And maybe you were a little bit like, wow, your Wanungtanga is way different than mine. And each family has its own sort of specific culture. It has its own specific rules. It has its own particular way of dealing with one another. It has its own sense of this is something that we do, and well, that's something that we don't do. And what the Apostle Paul is doing in Romans 12 here is he's giving you a sort of sense of the Christian Wanungtanga. He's giving you this sense of what it looks like to live out being a Christian. So I'm going to give you some big picture sense of the book of Romans that passage is from. The big picture on that book of Romans is that Paul constructs a massive run-on sentence that runs for about 11 chapters. That massive run-on sentence, grammatically, if you look at it, that's kind of what it looks like. What you see there is that in those first 11 chapters, Paul is giving you, like, theology. He's giving you doctrine. He's telling you about the sort of like economy of how Jesus' death and resurrection impacts us as human beings. He's telling you how baptism includes you into the body of Christ. He's giving you all of these sort of esoteric theoretical ideas. And then he gets to chapter 12. That we started reading out of last Sunday, and he starts off with this word, therefore, which means that he stopped his run-on sentence and he's starting a new one. And the therefore starts off a part of the book of Romans that is no longer necessarily about the theoretical, no longer necessarily about the esoteric, no longer about, hey, this is stuff that I can just sort of download into my brain and have it live there. But now he's saying, this is what it looks like. This is our Wanungtanga. And so he goes through some practices that we have here in Romans 12. some practices that are, I mean, these are kind of tough household rules when you look at them. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with others. Beloved, never avenge yourselves. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing so, you'll heap burning coals on his head. This kind of tells you a little bit of how much this is foreign to Paul. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So even Paul is like, the only way that I can understand this is in terms of vengeance. When I think about doing these good things to my enemy, I have to think about them in terms of heaping burning coals on their head. And I mean, that's us, right? We're fallen human beings. We need a savior. We're all sinners. We are really bad at these rules. We don't follow this Wanantunga very well. And so, what do we need? How do we start to live this out? Well, a part of the reason that you have a Wanantunga in your family is that you need a place where you can start to live out those rules in a safe space. In a safe space that is going to forgive you, but also spur you on to live out your best life. You need people that are going to love you enough that when you fail, they're going to say, "You're forgiven. I still love you. You can have dinner." And people who love you enough to say, "But you're not going to continue to do this. And I'm going to call you out on your stuff." You need a family. Because in order to have a Wanantunga, you need a family. You need people that you can start to live these things out with. And that's what a church community is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place. It's supposed to be a group of people that you can come together with. A group of people that are going to forgive you when you mess up. And a group of people that are going to say, even though you messed up, we know that you're capable of more. A group of people that are going to say, we love you no matter what. But who at the same time are going to say, but this is how God has designed us to live. So let's try to live that out. There's a tension there. And it's a beautiful tension. It's a Wanantunga tension. It's a tension that is what it looks like to be loved on this sinful side of the resurrection. A tension that we need right now because we are sinners. Attention that God provides for us. Attention that God provides for us in things like congregations. I mean, how icky. Bringing a whole bunch of disparate people together. A bunch of you that all just like before we really got started today said, "Yeah, I'm a sinner. I do stuff wrong." And he brings us together and he forgives us, he baptizes us, he brings us his body and his blood, he creates one tongue amongst us. And that's something that we're going to be celebrating in just a little moment when we've got a few more people that have joined our Wanantunga. A few more people that are going to come up here and they're going to say, yes, with the help of God, to a few things. Now, that's kind of important. They're not just saying yes. They're recognizing that, well, without God, this isn't happening. But also recognizing that God is going to be working through us. That God is going to be working through them. That God is going to be working through us all as we come together here in this Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace. That's the way we talk about University Lutheran. What we are, who we are. That we're centered on Jesus, but that we're a community. We're a group of people that have this one tongue, and that one tongue is all about looking at Scripture and saying, that is how we're going to live our lives. Looking at faith and saying, this is all reliant on a Savior who is doing good things for me. And looking at grace, saying, that's what this is going to end up looking like. Because here's the great thing. When you leave your family to go to work, when you leave your family to go to school, when you leave your family to go to a sleepover, where you leave your family to go to a game, when you leave your family in order to go to just about anything, you bring your Wanantunga with you. You bring that love that's being formed here in this community out into the world so that we're not just loving each other. But we're loving each other and then saying, wow, this is so good. I'm going to treat other people this way too. I'm going to forgive people because that's our one tongue. But I'm also going to tell people that there's something more and something greater that they've been called to because that's our one tongue too. As we go out, we get to bring that family culture, that vibe with us. That's been given to us by a loving God who sent his son so that we could all be united under him. And take his cross and follow the way that he has put before us. So as you go out into this world, remember that you have a Wanantunga. Remember that you are formed in this place. Remember that the things that you experience here are things that you could give as a gift to the people that aren't here yet. And that those things have all been given to you by a God who loved you enough to send his son to be your Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor. and give you peace.